Thank you very much. I was looking, is there a stool or something I can stand on to,
I feel your pain.
Brothers. You know, as I was scanning out the room, I'm a pacer and a visitor as I present, so we'll see how this works here behind the podium as I share a little bit about what Pioneer's doing with our Encirca services. Thanks for the invitation to be here. My name is Justin Welch. I'm the Encirca Service Manager for the Heartland Business Unit, which is Illinois, Indiana, and Eastern Missouri. And I've been in the precision ag space for about 20 years, started when I was 12. And from that time on, at 1995 is when I graduated from Purdue and went to work at this little co-op in central Indiana. And I was the only one who had ever used the internet, so I was nominated to be the technology guy. And it actually ended up becoming by the grace of God, because I've made a career and a passion out of site-specific management, precision ag, and now, as we call it, decision agriculture. And there's two simple words that really define my career in 20 years of precision agriculture. What if? Think of the power of those two simple words. What if you could actually map geographically every point, every second from a yield monitor, place it on a colorized picture, and then make decisions from it? What if that were possible? What if you were able to actually go out and stake in the ground where you pulled different GPS soil samples from, record those, make some kind of map that you put into a big floater that when it drives through the field, it actually changes the rates as it drives through the field automatically? What if those were possible? Doesn't sound very innovative today, does it? 20 years ago, it was earth-shattering. It was very different. We're in that same kind of space right now when we're changing over from precision agriculture to decision agriculture. As I listen to presentations the last 2 days, and I hear some of these scientific methods and these studies that all of the scientists here are doing, I would almost guarantee you that most of them started that process by saying, what if? What if we could define this or that? At Encirca Services, we take this to another level when we think about this what-if statement from a grower perspective. What if I could have control of every aspect of my farming operation, have it in my fingertips, and be able to make real-time decisions throughout the season that at the end of the day can affect my profitability, my productivity, and sustainability for the future farming generations that are going to come after me? What if? And so what we've set out to do is to try to conquer that goal. What if we could put all that information together for a grower? Just as you've seen from previous presenters, having a simple interface where they can go on and see that information live. Grain marketing, fertility, nitrogen management, seed management, pest management, data management, all of those different things that we work on every day in precision agriculture, having it at your fingertips. It's a beautiful concept. It's a beautiful idea. We built a beautiful internet website, and we found out that nobody uses it. What we found out is the growers want somebody else to come in and help them use it. They like knowing that they have access to it if they want it, but they need an advisor or somebody else to come in and help them walk through every phase and all these different steps of precision agriculture along the way. So that's what we've designed, is a system that goes together by putting the best in technology, the best with GPS information, the best with agronomy sciences. You know, at Pioneer, we celebrated 51 years of agronomy sciences a year ago. And we're pretty proud of the fact that our company was founded on those principles. And that's what we're building in Encirca from the ground up, starting with those agronomy sciences, and delivered to that farm gate through a person. Sitting at the kitchen table, face to face, having that conversation, delivering what we call insights to him to help make recommendations. And as you think about that, it's going to be even more important today as it's ever been. 350 corn, nitrogen prices are staying the same, fertilizer prices are close. I work in the seed business. I hate to tell you, the prices are going to be similar on seed next year as they were in the years past. Close to $300 of expenses growers are going to incur. How do we help them manage that $300 as efficiently as possible? With a few bucks on a few services to help them make sure that they can remain profitable, be more efficient, and make sustainability for those future farming generations. We're starting off with a simple platform of nitrogen management. If you've sat through any of the DuPont Pioneer sessions over the last 2 days, you might have heard some about ERUs or weather or what we're doing with some of the statistics behind our nitrogen trials. What we're simply trying to do is give growers information they've never had before. How do you track your nitrogen levels every day through the field at a granular level down to the soils? And how do we do it better than anybody could imagine? This is live today. Last year we had over 100 growers and 50,000 acres that were a part of this pilot program that we launched. This year that is going to expand quite greatly. seeing that we've got over 100 different crop consulting service agents that work with us that are excited to start their business and be able to help growers get started using strategies like this to help them become more profitable in their operations. As we think about becoming more profitable, coming back to the raw of where we started with science and information and agronomy, and having those all come together in the Pioneer model to say, what makes all of that function together? Accurate weather, having better soil information than we've ever had before in the past, not forgetting that the grower has to be involved in this process. We do not have a dummy button that you hit it and it gives you something of output that the grower just goes to do. We have information that the grower is going to be able to work with our consultants to help make those decisions as they go through. And then be able to track that through that cropping cycle, live through the season and collecting that information. So all those function together to help the grower become more efficient in his operation. You brought up weather information earlier about hyperlocal weather or how does weather information come together. We've kind of taken a different route. We're actually making new rain gauges. We call these rain gauges because that's what farmers, if we say rain gauge, they understand rain gauge. This does not look like a rain gauge, so we just tell them it's a rain gauge. But this weather station is actually what we're doing is we're canvassing the countryside. We look to have 3,000 of these scattered across the Midwest over the next 18 months or so. I'm in the Heartland Business Unit. We've got about 600 already today in the first 6 months, and the growers are really excited to have real weather, not interpolated, not NEXRAD, not looking at radar. We're actually live weather stations that they can place on different farms through their operation and actually get that information driving their modeling. Because besides the weather, the soils are the other second most important part. If you can't get weather right and you can't get soils right, it's really hard to manage nitrogen. So we've worked with the University of Missouri and USDA to help define what we call environmental response units. And these are the new soil maps across the United States we're working to develop with them to deliver to growers, using topography, watershed, and many other factors to help develop those response units. It's really unique to our system are these new soils, and it's really the staple behind all of our services. Whether it's nitrogen management, fertility management, or seed management, those things all kind of come together with one simple underlying fact is this management zone that just doesn't change. You take productivity of yield and soils together to build these management zones that we can use as our staples. We're doing trials and experiments year over year to help them become better on their operation. And like I said, the granularity down to profitability for each one of those zones. And with nitrogen management, one of the toughest things we've found is getting growers to make changes within their operation. Because dad has always done it this way. We don't have a side dress bar. We're not going to, my dad remembers getting rained out 20 years ago and we're never going to side dress again. So it's very hard for farmers to make that logistical change. Now, if they don't deal with logistics, if they work with CPS or they work with some of the Winfield Solution Group where they can do applications, it's a little easier to make those changes. But to be quite honest, we've just tried to lay it out for them and let them make those decisions on their own. Let those kids in that next generation help upsell dad into other things that we can do to change. You know, nitrogen is our staple product, but as we move forward, you're going to see some really unique things come with seed management. Seed management is no longer about a VRS map. It's about how do you get that perfect stand at V6? What are those things that go into making that happen? Is it hybrid selection? Is it planting dates? Is it probability of success at VT or V6? How do those things all come together? And then how do you analyze that information? That's one of the powerful things we have at Pioneers is the ability to do treatment analysis and give insights back to growers from either a field basis or a farm basis. What we found is growers love it. They love seeing how they did. They even like it when we tell them they screwed up. Because they know that if they screwed up this year, they've got a chance to change it for next year as they start to develop those plans for future years. And just some other enabling technologies along the way that are also included in our package is a scouting offer. Number 6 in the iTunes store for all agricultural apps right now. So we've got a good kudo. We've got about 10,000 users of our app today. It's a great way for farmers to communicate with others in their operation or our agronomist as well. Taking pictures and sending and sharing information makes it pretty powerful. And then having that centralized location where data can kind of reside and store together. This seems to be the holy grail. We've all talked about it today is a data management storage organizational system. How do those kind of flow and ebb between each of our systems and such? And the growers will be deciding that in the near future. Some pretty powerful information, because growers have more information today than they even know that they have. They don't know that they have things like planting data and elevation data and different information like soil information that comes together that help them make decisions through some of these analytical tools. And being able to give growers this little bit of insight on their operation, we don't tell them to say, don't use a fungicide or do it on this hybrid. We say, let's do some studies on your farm, see if your neighbors have studies that they want to do similarly, and how do we match those up together. It's really a neat concept, and it's ground level trials. The replicated trial is, that's not something I'm very good at being in the field, but I know if I have 100 farmers who are willing to do a similar study, we can come up with a lot of data points to help make some pretty trending decisions from. It's a pretty neat tool that we have to offer to growers. Fertility management is, coming out next year. As we think about how fertility management is going to play into this, it's a very mature market. We've been doing intensive sampling for a long time. Nothing new here in the sense that you still pull a sample from a location, you spread mats, you spread your fertilizer across. The differences are we're able to put it in a very simple term where the grower slides the bar. As I've shared this with growers, I said, how much do you want to spend on fertilizer? $92. Slide the bar. How many years do you want to build it up? How many years do you want to draw it down? As the last gentleman said, one guy owns the farm. Grandson's going to farm that someday. You better not be mining it. That cash rent farm, slide the bar. How do we make it easy enough that growers can help participate in us, working with an agronomist to make those decisions and bringing it all together? Because this doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's a year-long cycle. And you've got to have somebody there working with the grower to help provide that information every step of the way, and validating each one of those as you go through. That's one of the things we've tried to make sure we put our stake in the ground on, is making sure we validate each service prior to launching that it is going to provide economic return to our growers. And that's something that we've worked really hard on nitrogen management, seed management the same way, and fertility will be the same way after this season. But the real crux of what we do is people. As you guys all know, this is a people business. People buy from people. They don't buy from websites. Ask Ag Supplier, XS Ag, as they tried to sell chemicals. People buy from people. That's what we're doing, is we're building a crop consulting network that's over 100 strong today, and we're 6 months old. We're the best kept secret in crop consulting in America. Don't tell anybody outside of this room. But we are trying to really strive to, this is my geography I cover, as we think about where our different agents are that we work with, trying to make sure and canvas the geography, because none of those enabling technologies, the web, the agronomy sciences, none of those work unless you have a person belly to belly with a grower at the farm gate. And that validation piece, working with the universities, we had a great dinner last night with some of our partners from the different universities, and we appreciate them being a part of helping make us better and helping make the farmer better, more importantly. How do we help our farmers provide those three things of our pillars of profitability, sustainability, and productivity? These universities want the same thing for their growers, and they're going to help us work together to see how those different trials and functions can help, whether it be manure management or irrigation and nitrogen management, all of these different aspects come together, and we appreciate them being a part. And so once you tie all those together, it comes down into a simple formula. This is the only formula I had in my whole slide, and it doesn't look like much like a formula. But as you take together real-life weather station information with those brand-new soil maps that were called response units coming out together, with that field data information from that grower, all of that comes in to run those real-time simulations that a grower at any time can see that information live if he desires. If not, he can call his service agent to have it provided, and then having that discussion. That discussion is the most important part of making management change, and that's what we're trying to do within Circa Services and DuPont Pioneer. So with that, thank you for the time, and I appreciate being a part of your session.